You ever almost lose a finger? You ever almost kill yourself? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about suicide.
Right.
Your story can get you tickets for Impractical Jokers, and we'll start with AJ's story.
Yeah, well, over the vacation, I finally got to the leaves all over my backyard. I usually run them over with the lawnmower. My lawnmower was having problems, so I couldn't get to it. It was crunch time. Finally get the lawnmower started. I get out there. I start going back and forth across the leaves, and I'm hearing a tacka-tacka-tacka-tacka noise, and realize that the intake, you know, the thing that the leaves actually go into the back, is hitting the blade of the lawnmower. So I stopped the lawnmower quickly and get out, and I start going to move.
So what, you got a riding lawnmower
right, with
a bagger.
Exactly. So so that the chute that goes to the bag was hitting the blade.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I didn't want it to get all crapped up. So
how is that even possible? But
because
it's you. So
exactly. Mm. It's not the best lawnmower in the world.
It's probably the easiest way to explain it.
Of course.
It's seen better days.
What's the name of the tractor?
It's whatever special they had from
you don't even
Home
know
the No, it's not like a name brand. It was just this red tractor.
It's a red tractor.
It's a red tractor.
So there's no name on it.
No.
Where'd you buy it from? Sears?
No, I bought it from Home Depot.
Huh. Okay.
Home Depot. It's $800. But in any event,
it's
cutting the thing. So I get off and I go to move it really quick.
Hold on. You turn the tractor off and get off?
No, I left the tractor running.
Okay, here's your problem.
I left the tractor running. I put it, I put it in the park so it wouldn't stall.
Put it in the park? You mean neutral with a brake?
They have park. No, they have a park on there.
They have park on the tractor.
They have park on the tractor.
It seems fancy.
You know it's a quality tractor when you have park.
It has a P at the end, because it has certain speeds. At the end of the speed, it says park.
Yeah, normally you just put it in neutral, put the brake on.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a real tractor.
I put everything I'm supposed to do except
the running. Is the tractor made of plastic?
No.
Okay.
No, it's metal. It's metal.
You don't pedal it?
No. It's not a riding toy. No. But in any event,
Does it have headlights?
It does have headlights.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
I never use them. You're out at night working.
Yeah. Who uses them at night?
Yeah.
I don't know why the headlights. It's a stupid waste of the time. But anyway,
right.
It does have a cup holder though. So.
Oh, that's important.
Exactly.
It has a cup holder.
It has a cup holder. Right. Yeah.
Is it called Little Tykes? Maybe.
That's funny, Pam.
From play school?
It's not your lawnmower, Pam.
Comes with a matching sippy cup.
Yeah. Exactly.
And a little horn. Beep, beep.
Is it battery powered?
Actually, it does have a battery, for the starter.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, yeah. No. No, it's not a ride 'em toy. It actually cuts the grass. I'm not going around the lawn like an idiot.
You're pedaling going...
Exactly, with my rider helmet on. No.
It's like one of those ones you push it back and forth. It's got the balls that pop around.
Yeah. You push it and it goes.
I call those Phil. Anyway. Right, so his balls popping around.
All right, so you're on this real lawnmower with park.
It's a real lawnmower.
I don't recall the name of it. It's actually a good lawnmower.
It's the Red Wagon.
I'm scared with the thought of you on a real lawnmower with moving steel blades.
It's 17 horsepower and it's got 6 speeds, okay? It's manly.
All right.
But in any event, so I stop it, I put it in park, and I get off, and I go to pull the chute
out. But the engine's still running.
The
blade's still spinning?
Right. Wasn't thinking about that.
You can't disengage the blades?
Wasn't thinking about that, no. I just turn around, I just get off, and I go to just because I just wanted to shove it out a little bit.
Right,
and
just pull that tube out a little bit so it's not getting hit by the blade.
Right, and a normal person would have grabbed it both from the outside. I put one hand on the top, and I reached in.
Jesus Christ.
AJ.
Wasn't thinking again. I'm going back to wasn't thinking.
Well, you're not known for your thinking.
Thank you.
Get a landscaper.
Yeah. I've been telling him this for 5 years.
Actually, I do a great job on my lawn and removing my leaves.
Yeah, and removing your fingers.
Well, this time might have been the one time, yeah. So when I reached underneath, and just as I'm reaching there, I went to myself, what am I doing? No time. So they say, what am I doing to myself? All of a sudden, bap! Luckily, I was wearing gloves. It was cold out that day. It caught the end of my glove. I actually felt the blade smack the top of my finger like another centimeter up. And thunk, it would have been taken off. My glove got sucked completely off my hand. Thunk, and came shooting out from the other side of the mower with like a rip, the finger like just like ripped in half.
It's all shredded.
Yeah. And I was just like, Exactly. I was like, whoa. And I just sat there for a second.
I was like, what?
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're in like that daze now.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
Like, I just smoked a really good joint. I was like, whoa.
Oh my God. Imagine if he lost his finger.
Oh, AJ. I wish.
It was the first.
Wait. You wish he lost his finger. Is that what you're saying? Someone who's going to join the Coast Guard to save people.
Right.
It's like, oh, I wish he lost his finger.
It's a joke. You say, you know, I mean, the story would be so much. It's a funny story, but how much even funnier?
It was
Well, would he instantly take his shoes off and take a selfie with his feet and missing finger?
Exactly, right, yeah.
Which finger was it?
That was my middle finger, actually.
Oh, you need that finger.
Yeah. It was especially in traffic.
You use that all the time.
It was the longest one. Yeah, how am I going to do in traffic, you know? The guy next to me, yay.
Yeah, what are you going to do, show him your pinky?
Exactly, but thumbs up.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Oh, yeah. You flip that to the camera on Chaz and AJ TV all the time.
Exactly.
How much money would you get, though, from insurance if you lost a finger?
He wouldn't get anything.
Nothing.
Oh, you wouldn't get anything?
It's not working.
I don't know, maybe like there's some sort of a warranty. I don't know. I have no idea. His machine.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, they have plenty of things saying don't put your finger.
Too bad.
Yeah. On the mower.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably a big sticker right where you stuck your hand.
Yeah, right as you lift it up. It's like, don't disengage. Don't touch.
Yeah, it's right there on the carrier, yeah.
Oh, it says it.
Yep. AJ's the idiot that creates these stupid stickers, like coffee may be hot.
Right.
You know, don't put your hand here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you buy a fan for your window, don't stick your hand in the fan.
Cruise control does not mean the vehicle drives by itself. So don't leave the wheel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. AJ's like, I can cut my lawn and my fingers at the same time.
It was the first Monday of our vacation. So that's when my vacation would start with a bang.
Wow.
Yeah. So so that happened. Yep.
Do you still have the glove?
No, I threw it out.
You could have cut your finger off.
I could have cut my finger off. I definitely know. At least the tip of it, you know?
And then you'd have to hope the Durango started because you wouldn't put yourself in any other car to drive yourself to the hospital.
The only other car would be the Challenger, and the Challenger has got a suede and leather interior, and there's no way in hell I'm bleeding out in that.
Right. So if you got in the Durango and turned it and the battery was dead, you're dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would have just ran down the street.
Somebody you would have called the ambulance.
Milford Hospital is like a mile and a half away.
That's true. You're pretty close. Mm-hmm.
There's a blood trail.
Right. There'd be a blood
down
trail.
Route 1.
Right. And a radio host dead in the street.
With a mower still running in the backyard.
Yes.
There's like a hole in the yard.
I would have matched my red mower.
It's smoking.
It's got a permanent bald spot in his backyard.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh,